In this TV, which belongs to the government, many people can use the worst words about Jews. So in this TV, and after, of course, in the nation, this became permitted. They use the change from the soft to the hard antisemitism in Poland. It is a kind of permission. The permission is, you know, it is not written, it is not openly said, but it is. It exists. And this is seen when this, by me called antisemitism, are in TV. And they say, for example, one journalist asked our senator, your name today is Borowski, but tell me, what was your name before the war? Okay, even if he was of the Jewish origin, to say openly in TV, to use such sentences, in my opinion, is pure antisemitism.
Do you think that Poland's current leaders, President Duda, Prime Minister Morawiecki, party leader Kaczyński, are anti-Semitic themselves, or they're just allowing it or encouraging it because they find it to be popular?
Yes, exactly. Because they know very well that me, my friends, we are not the people which are in favor of this party. But in favor of this party are the simple people which use such phrases, which think in such a way. You know, these are people which suddenly became important. Before they were nobody, and now they can openly say, I don't like this man because he's Jews. I know why he is so rich. He is so rich because he's Jews.
So where else, apart from on TV, do you see evidence of this new freedom to be anti-Semitic?
It is seen everywhere. For example, the permission for demonstration of the far-right organization. Yes, they have now, they are free to demonstrate their view of the situation in Poland on the streets.
It seemed since the end of communism in Poland that slowly Poland was rediscovering its Jewish history and there were more positive developments. Did you expect or fear that things would turn this way?
I may give you an example. 1990. And then I talked to her for the first time, Mom, I know that I am of Jewish origin. And in this moment, my mother took my hand and told to me, I beg you, don't tell this to anybody. In my opinion, she could think that such situation as is today can happen in this country, and then I would be in danger. So, of course, especially after the change of the regime in Poland, we did not expect that something like is now in Poland could happen. We did not expect, because just after changing of the regime, many people had the courage to say, I am a Jew. Before, no.